This show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. And on the program today, live in our studio, we have what you could, I guess, say are the combined forces of two string bands. The smaller one called Jubal's Kin, made up of three people who happen to be brothers and sister. And those three, well, two of those three also in a slightly larger band called Eye of the Monkey String Band. Eye of the Monkey is officially billed as the lead band for two dances that are happening in Urbana tonight and tomorrow. Tonight, it's at the Independent Media Center, along with the Cornstalkers Cajun Band. That's a square dance and Cajun dance starting at 7 o'clock tonight. And then tomorrow, Eye of the Monkey will be at the Phillips Recreation Center with Urbana Country Dancers, starting at 8 o'clock. And the two bands play slightly different music, and so we'll kind of split up the show. They'll all be live. Should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. Hope you are, too. It's live and local on FM 90.9.
Well, I got oil in my vessel, and my lamp's trimmed and burning. I wanna be ready when the bridegroom comes. I got oil in my vessel, my lamp's trimmed and burning. I wanna be ready when the bridegroom comes. Well, I got oil in my vessel and my lamp's trailing and burning. I wanna be ready when the bridegroom comes. I got oil in my vessel, my lamp's trailing and burning. I wanna be ready when the bridegroom comes. Must Jesus bear that cross of the world go free? No, there's the cross for everyone. Yes, and there is a cross for me, as I got oil in my vessel and my lamp's trimmed and burning. I want to be ready when the bridegroom comes. I got oil.
Called Oil in My Vessel, a traditional spiritual, as collected by Joe Thompson and performed by Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem. We had them on, now was it this week or last week? Now I'm forgetting already. And we focused on their children's album, which is their most recent one called Ranky Tanky. And I thought I didn't get a chance to play any of this one, which was equally fun, but with a different kind of music. We just sort of talked about their, for lack of a better term, adult music, and got a chance to hear some there. And we'll play some of that occasionally. As time goes by, you're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. And we've got some live music this hour on the show from kind of two bands. First part of the hour, we'll have one band, and the second part of the hour, we'll have some of those same people and one additional person making up another band. It's a little confusing. Did I say something wrong?
No, that came out right?
That's the easiest way to explain it, for sure.
Oh, all right. I'm glad that came out.
Harness the chaos.
In any event, The Eye of the Monkey is the name of the string band before me at the moment. They are, three of the five are family members. Mom is Scarlett Amundson. And then brother and sister, Gail Ann and Roger Amundson. And then we have also Joe Overton on the banjo.
Uncle Joe.
T-Claw.
And T-Claw, called T-Claw for, I don't know why. Why are you called T-Claw?
I can't tell you. I'd have to show you.
Oh, you'd have to
so
show
it
me.
Fair to the,
that it won't work on the radio. And we're actually missing a band member who will be with them tomorrow night, who is Casey Meikle. And then that'll be the complete band. We'll explain the rest later when we get to it, but the Eye of the Monkey are playing for two dances in our area tonight and tomorrow. Tonight it's at 7 o'clock at the Independent Media Center in downtown Urbana. It's a square dance and Cajun dance. So they're doing the square dancing part, Cornstalkers Cajun Band doing the Cajun band part.
Yes.
Actually a fundraiser for School for Designing a Society, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, they'll be at the Phillips Recreation Center, a dance for Urbana Country Dancers. And as far as I can tell, y'all are doing that one solo.
Yep.
Why don't you break out into something?
Let's do it.
Let's do a tune.
Rusty Gun. Good way to start off an afternoon. Ready? All of us together. Stamper tune.
Rust again.
Rusty gun.
Yes, sir.
Eye of the Monkey string band here on Live and Local. That's Gail Ann Amundson, and along with.
It's just
Roger
me.
Amundson.
No, somebody else.
Yeah, she was doing
She's
all
got
of
so
that
many
stuff.
Arms.
You have no idea.
She's not only a grand champion old time fiddler. She's also a. What's
grand
that Indian?
Champion,
what's
wizard.
That Indian god or goddess that has all the arms? And,
tentacles. This hair will do.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
No. You're thinking Medusa? No.
With tentaculous hair.
She could probably play a lot of instruments.
Okay, this can be a fun hour, I can tell. I've already lost control of things completely.
All right. So yeah, we haven't had control on the whole trip.
Well, that's fine for you, but you know, these radio listeners, they don't understand what's going on.
Oh, okay.
You'll just have to come out and see.
You know, I was going to sort of save the explanation for the other band later, but it occurs to me I really probably need to talk about you together, the other band being Jubal's Kin, which is made up of the same brother and sister plus another brother from the Amundsen family.
From the same mother.
True that. Yeah.
The same mother who is here, who is Scarlett. And which band came first? Is that even?
Jubal's, I guess.
Jubal's.
And then these are friends just in festival land. Yeah. And we became a band with Joe last year and toured. And
yeah, so that's where Eye of the Monkey came from, which is kind of this outlet to get out there and play dances outside of what Jubal's Kin strictly was, which was more of a
show,
more
singing.
Of a folk. Yeah, I mean we play festivals, shows. You know, it's folk music, and we sing a lot and write our own material for that band. So this is just kind of a chance to get some other friends on board and
to get people dancing.
Get people dancing, totally.
Yeah.
And then this year, T-Claws joining the craziness and doing a bunch of square dances.
It's a big square dance revival.
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, this is one of the biggest, as far as I've been told, one of the biggest traditional style square dance tours where we're doing square dances in the cities that I know of. It's kind of an uncommon thing to hear of. There's not many traditional square dances left that are going regular and monthly, but we're hitting up most of them on the east half of the country in a matter of a few weeks. So,
and you'll be the caller for both of these.
Yeah, I'm
dances.
The square dance caller, so I teach the dances and make new people feel comfortable with what we're doing and get everybody up smiling, running around, meeting their neighbors and friends and stuff. So.
If I remember from looking at your Facebook page, probably, you started out as hardcore rock and roller something like
that. Joe, too, here. We're old buddies from Nashville. We grew up there, and we were doing punk music and all sorts of angsty troublemaking activities.
And do you still do that?
Not as much, but we are troublemakers on the old-time circuit for sure.
I can sort of gather that.
last night, two nights ago in Kalamazoo, we had a really wild square dance.
And what made it wild?
In Kalamazoo, fun.
Just so much.
Good energy.
It was, it's really hard to describe.
Awesome.
You just have to come out tonight and see. I think we're going to try to up the ante tonight.
So not the troublemaking sort of fun, it's just the dancing sort of square dancey fun.
Yeah, it's square dance fun, but it's like the next level square dance almost, Like
the same way you did in fourth grade, to put it. I don't know if you do square dancing in fourth grade here in Illinois. But.
I remember being taught square dance, supposedly. I want to say I was in first or second grade. I'm not really sure. But I just remember being paired with a girl whose name I can't remember, which is probably a good thing. Who had this huge wart on her finger.
Oh.
And of course, when you're in that, you're that old, that's a really bad thing.
Yeah.
It's bad enough you got to dance with a girl, but then to dance with a girl with a big wart on her
cooties
finger.
Cooties and a wart.
Oh, and then the cooties. Yeah, that's right. So, but we really digress here. I did want the whole point of bringing up the punk stuff was to ask how on earth you transitioned from that stuff to this.
It's
ultra traditional sort of music making.
It's traditional, but it's sort of part of the DIY ethic, do it yourself sort of thing. Like we're really into community and traveling around and meeting friends and I mean we can go any one of us can go anywhere in this country and find someone and play this type of music without rehearsing. It's like if you're in a punk band, you have to have amps and you're inherently exclusive.
And you kind of have to hate everybody, don't you?
Yeah, well, posy punks too.
Yeah, I mean, I think the sort of aesthetic and sort of ethic in old time and traditional music and punk rock is actually pretty, pretty similar.
Because
punk rock was born out of sort of taking the very huge production, glam rock, big, spectacle kind of rock and roll, and just breaking it down and making music that was really simple and all about creating a community, and so then there's a lot of other pieces too, and the kind of how loud it is and angry and all that, but that's ultimately that's when it comes down to it within the kind of like the punk rock community, it's not really, it's not built around being angry. It's built around
a broken down kind
of making music and sort of doing something that is sort of an answer to sort of culture that the music is kind of about, thinking that that's broken and creating something new and different. And so a lot of people who are into that sort of thing sort of gravitate towards traditional music because it's this really kind of simple community-based music,
yeah, music
that has roots and is just all about making music
about,
together.
And goes against the grain of pop
corporate
or any sort of culture
music,
or any commercial.
So it's very similar. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, old time is the new punk is something that some of us say.
You know, I think I'm finding out why on the Facebook page for Eye of the Monkey, it lists Joe Overton as the Clawhammer Camphammer banjo player and also 21st Century Yoda. I was going to ask if you're a sociologist of some kind because that's a pretty good and interesting analysis.
He's a smart boy.
I never thought about that at all.
We call him Uncle Joe for a reason.
Oh, yes.
And it's not, well, never mind.
Should we have a tune?
We should have a tune.
Let's do it.
We're it's live and local, so let's do a tune.
All that punk rock talk. Called Chicken Pin Hunting. About a bird or a nut, whatever you prefer.
Or a tree.
What is that word?
Chinkapin, it's a tree and a nut and a wood.
Sometimes
referred to as a bird, but chinkapin, it's an old type of oak tree.
And people, collect the nuts. And so someone
so
just
So it's like
so
hunting,
you're hunting
nuts.
Hunting for nuts.
Right. Hunting for nuts.
Hunt for the nuts.
How do you spell this word?
C-H-I-N-Q-U-A-P-I-N.
Chinkapin.
I've also seen it spelled with K's too, depending on.
I was going to say, you look like you don't really know the answer. Seriously, Roger's looking like somebody at a spelling bee. It goes, the eyes are rolled up, and yeah.
Yep.
I, the Monkey String Band, they're going to be at Independent Media Center tonight at 7 o'clock, along with Cornstalkers Cajun Band. It's sort of a combination, square dance and Cajun dance. Until 11 o'clock tonight, and then they'll be also tomorrow night at the Phillips Recreation Center in Urbana with the Urbana Country Dancers. That starts at 8 o'clock. I mentioned that Gail Ann, who's the fiddler here, is a grand champion, actually won 2009 Florida and Tennessee grand champion old-time fiddler. Roger, a three-time Florida old-time Music Championship winner. Is that Roger on a specific instrument?
That shouldn't be on the website anymore.
Is that not right?
No, that is right.
That's correct.
What was it on?
Why shouldn't it not be?
Champ.
What was it on?
It was guitar and vocalist
Joe
stuff.
Joe won things.
We all Joe won things. Things. We've all.
John, what did you get? First place song 2 years
Smithville?
Ago? Appalachian folk song. At Smithville Jamboree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know. That's my hometown festival. So
hometown.
Oh, come on.
A little biased.
Yeah. Well, you need to be give everybody their due. But I wanted to ask Mother Scarlett, who's the bass player here, did they start in this business first, or did you start in this business? Or?
Oh, no. They started it and have carried it.
They've
started it and they've carried it all along. And then when they did the Eye of the Monkey, that's the only time I really participate. And
so
I do all the driving.
Had you played anything before, or they just said, Mom, you got to be in this band?
Oh, no.
Play the bass.
I just did a little upright bass. And I played, you know, guitar in high school and stuff like that, but nothing to the caliber of these guys.
Because,
so.
I mean, in a way, you remind me, don't take this wrong, because
you're
I don't
glue.
Mean it the way it's kind of, you remind me a little bit of my own mom in the sense that when I was a whole lot younger, she was in she was the choir director at our church back in Pennsylvania, and she wanted to start up a folk band, a folk choir.
Okay.
And they needed a bass player. They didn't have a bass player, so she picked up the bass.
Uh-huh.
And guess who she said had to play the bass when he wanted to start a string instrument in fourth grade? That would be me. I wanted to play the viola, but she said, I don't want to rent the viola. We have the bass.
Yeah.
So I played the bass. And I played it
it's
for the next 7 years or so. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I played classical bass, so I never did this sort of thing. And I've always didn't have the aptitude for it, which was very frustrating to me. So it's fun hearing you guys do these things where there's no music in front of you and all that, which to me is always a great deal of fun to watch. We're coming up on the halfway point before too long. We ought to give you a chance to play another tune. Now, we should say that these tunes, I assume, at the dance will be a lot longer.
They will be.
So that people can spin and twirl. And
yeah, about 5 to 10 minutes per square dance, usually. 10 to 15 for a contra dance on Friday night, so...
And T-Claw will be teaching those dances.
I'll be teaching the squares. I'll show you how to two-step. I'll show you how to waltz. I'll show you how to swing, whatever you want tonight.
It's going to be
come on out and
great.
See me.
We've looked forward to this one with the
this
Cajun
may be
stuff.
The pinnacle of our tour.
So are,
that's
are
what
you,
we're aiming for.
So are you going to play any of the Cajun stuff, or are you going to
actually...
No,
the Cajun
stalkers.
You're going to dance that stuff.
Yeah.
Right. So you can come dance with us to the Cajun
you can
music
dance
if
with
you want.
But we've had a couple of members of the Cornstalkers band. They're a pretty new band, as I understand it. We've had a couple of their members, Tom and Matt Torino,
yep.
who are father and son.
Oh, no.
Now, they've been on this show before, just doing their own thing and play a lot. So that should be a really great
band.
Yeah, they're
some of our favorite local musicians. They're part of the reason we came back. You know?
Oh, is that right? So you know the Torinos?
Yep, yeah.
How did you get to know
them? We
played
with Matt last night till about 1 in the morning.
Oh, really?
Like that.
Yeah.
Where was that?
At a house.
Oh, you did a house party, or you just went to
undisclosed location, secret
fair
Torino
enough.
Visit.
Yes, Vice President Cheney. There you go.
Well, let's do a couple tunes. We're gonna try to squeeze in a couple tunes. We got a Turkey in the Straw, all contra dance styled up for you.
Yes, sir.
And then we'll do a Barlow Knife also. After that. Thank you. color, you lost a hair.
referring to the bow hair bow. There. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to give it back.
Turkey in the Straw and Barlow Knife, Eye of the Monkey String Band, who are Gail Ann and Roger Amundson and Mother Scarlett Amundson and Joe Overton on the Clawhammer banjo and playing, what do you call that? Is that just a little banjo? Banjo ukulele?
It was put in the washer machine.
Banjo-lele.
Yeah, shrunk. Seriously shrunk. T-Claw playing that, and he's about to switch to the fiddle, and apparently... So, what happened to your bow?
Oh!
That's the long story. My bow's died.
And why does this fiddle still have a price tag on it?
It's, you know, it's a thing.
It's just a thing, yeah.
It's like Mini Pearl.
If you got it, you might as well flaunt it.
They're going to be tonight at the Independent Media Center downtown Champaign. Everybody's welcome to join for square dance and Cajun dancing along with Cornstalker's Cajun Band. Our show today on Live and Local is made possible in part with support from Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, celebrating part 5 of the complete Beethoven Quartet cycle on February 21st with Pacifica Quartet. More information is available at krannertcenter.com or 217-333-6280. I usually do a calendar of other events going on in our area at the top of the hour, but since at some point we're going to be switching over slightly, I thought I might do at least some of it right now. Let's see, this is Friday, so that means, ooh, don't step on the fiddle, that would be bad. The University of Illinois New Music Ensemble is playing at the Krannert Center at 7:30. It's Midlife, The Crisis Musical, put on by Tri-County Players at Paxton Market Street Theater in Paxton tonight and tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Wait, what is today?
Thursday.
This is Thursday. I'm looking at Friday. I'm apparently in a real hurry to get to the weekend. So that was on Friday. Those things are happening on Friday. Tonight, Kevin Elliott will be at Krannert Center on the Uncorked series. He's singer-songwriter, and that will be at 5 o'clock in Urbana. Tartuffe by Molière is at Illinois Wesleyan University at McPherson Theater in Bloomington at 8 o'clock tonight. Mauritius is at Heartland Theater Company in Normal tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. Also Saturday, same time, Sunday matinee at 2. Orpheus in the Underworld is being put on by the Theater Department at Millikan University in Decatur at the Albert Taylor Theater. That's at 7:30 through Saturday and a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. It's Chicago, the musical, at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan today at 2, so you could still get to that, and 7:30. Same times, I believe, on Friday and Saturday, and there's a Sunday matinee at 2. University of Illinois Jazz Combo, led by Ron Bridgewater, will be at Iron Post at 7 o'clock. That's in downtown Urbana tonight. Illinois Wesleyan University faculty recital by pianist R. Kent Cook is at Westbrook Auditorium in Bloomington at 8 o'clock tonight, and Champaign Central Jazz Combos. Champaign Central High School Jazz Combos are at Indigo Artist Co-op in downtown Champaign. That's 6:30 this evening. Other things going on tomorrow, a little night music being put on by Danville Light Opera at Danville Area Community College Bremer Auditorium tomorrow and Saturday at 6:30 and a Sunday show at 12:30. Springfield Theater Center is presenting Heritage at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield tomorrow and Saturday night at 8 o'clock, Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. The Prairie Dogs playing bluegrass at the Pink House in Ogden tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock, and they'll be coming on our show to play live tomorrow. Grandkids, an indie folk group, are at the Cowboy Monkey in Champaign tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. Anasazi String Quartet is at Indigo Artist Co-op tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. The Samba Llamas play Bossa Nova at Robbie's Restaurant in Springfield tomorrow evening at 5:30. The Jeff Helgeson Quintet is at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 5, followed by Bacci Calado tomorrow night at 9. And finally, Richland Community College's Discovery Theater presents A Midsummer Night's Dream at Schilling Auditorium in Decatur tomorrow and Saturday at 7:30 with a Sunday matinee at 3 o'clock. Lots and lots of stuff going on. And of course, Eye of the Monkey string band tonight and tomorrow in our area. Tonight at 7 at Independent Media Center in Urbana. Tomorrow at 8 at Phillips Recreation Center, also in Urbana. We've just made the switch, which was not terribly complicated because it meant Mom gives up the bass and hands it off to younger brother Jeffrey Amundson, who is all of 13, I understand.
Yes, sir.
And you've been playing the bass since?
Probably like 3-4 years now.
3-4 years? Yeah, I saw, you know, I saw the photos and the videos of Jubal's Kin, which is the band we are now with, and I saw this young guy at the bass, and I thought, I wonder how old that guy is. But he's nearly as tall as his brother now, I see.
True.
Things have changed since those pictures were taken.
It's true, I shrunk.
And Galen has traded the fiddle for the banjo.
I did.
What are you going to start off with?
Start off one called Boy Blue. Yes, sir.
Jubal's Kin, the brothers and sister trio. from Longwood, Florida. And why do you bill yourselves as Appalachia or Appalachia, depending how you want to say that, infused cosmic Americano? I get all but the cosmic part.
When Tikla explains Tikla, we can explain cosmic, I guess.
Can I?
What?
I can explain cosmic?
Oh, that too. I said when T-Claw gets to explain his name, then we get to explain.
Oh.
Or T-Claw can explain cosmic right now.
Yeah, I can't tell you enough to show you why they're cosmic. You should have seen all the I mean, they don't even have a disco ball in here, but it felt like it. So.
Yeah.
In Chicago, they had a disco ball.
All right, we're going to do a party song here. Everyone's going to sing, including the folks out there listening. What?
Working on the levee. Yeah. I did own a dog named Bill. I've been working on the levee. He ran away, but I'm here still now. I've been working on the levee. Now, Dinah, won't you blow home? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow that horn?
Oh, yeah.
Dinah, won't you blow home? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow that horn? Now the sun goes up and
I've been working on the levee. Now, Dinah, won't you blow home? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow that horn? Oh, Dinah, won't you blow home? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow that horn?
I'm guessing that captures a bit of the feel of a live gig with
everybody kind of. Yes, especially when Brian just plays the kazoo.
There was no kazoo.
What happened to the kazoo?
It's gone.
I stuck it in my pocket the last gig we were at, so it's in my backpack.
So now we just have an oil can.
Cosmos, basically.
It's in the cosmic Americana sphere.
So that's an oil can. I thought that was maybe a watering can that was sort of making a little horn sound going on there.
Yeah, right.
That's a seriously old one.
It's a good one. It's a good old one.
Yeah.
Oil can, and normally there's a kazoo right there. You just got to picture that.
Oh, you put the kazoo on the can.
Yeah, actually, in the can, and turns the whole thing into a resonator.
Well, now we really have to use our imagination here.
You have to use your imagination until tonight or tomorrow.
Jubal's Kin here on Live and Local. They were actually joined by the other two folks from Eye of the Monkey.
Yeah.
Vocals joined in with T-Claw, who also played the fiddle a little bit, and then Joe played the fiddle a little bit, and we didn't have a banjo in there, and now we have fiddle number 3.
Yes.
This is a blonde fiddle. I have never seen one that looks quite like that. Has it just had the lacquer taken off, or has it got its own finish, or just no stain on it?
Yeah, it was made by a guy actually back in Florida where we...
His name is Oakley.
Growing up, yeah, Oakley Brandon. He's just really old
amazing
guy.
Sweet man, and he made this. He gave me this one. So...
So Jubal's Lyre, so you guys will kind of play between sets probably at the dances?
Mm-hmm.
Tonight? We might sing some, yeah. That's how some of the dances work out is we'll push it really hard and get the energy cranking, and then like for a break we'll like play a waltz right before the break and then maybe sing a couple of them.
Some slow dancing songs so that you don't have to listen to me commanding everyone to do things all night long.
Yeah.
We'll switch it up for some...
So most, if not everything that Eye of the Monkey does, I imagine, is traditional. And then most of what...
We wrote a couple tunes.
Our version of traditional. But.
Yeah. Whereas the other way, Jubal's Kin, most of what you do is...
Yeah, most of what we do is rooted in tradition. Like, that's still where we came from. But we do write a lot of our material and then grab some from what other people have written or just grab straight-up traditional tunes and then tweak them. Kinda.
Like the last one.
That was a traditional one.
Well, it's traditional words,
way. Yeah.
But a whole like new chord, a new
We'll
it's a new
in.
Melody.
You
that's
know,
a, that's a mush of everything.
A mush of everything. You have a budding musician who's in this room. I can just tell because she keeps singing along with your songs and she's been dancing away. She's a little sister, I guess.
We got little Maddie back there.
Yeah, you want to introduce her?
That's Maddie.
Maddie Amundson. What are you gonna play, Maddie, someday?
I don't know.
You don't know? But you're thinking about it, aren't you? You look like you can't help it. She was really dancing up a storm during the sort of square dancey stuff a little earlier. Jubal's Kin are live with us here in the studio on Live and Local. What do you got next?
Do one we wrote called So Long. And then we'll do a happy one after that.
Oh, is this not gonna be happy? Should I be prepared?
You should be prepared.
All right. Where's the tissue box here?
There is one in here.
There is.
Thank you.
Jubal's kin, who are on the vocals and fiddle, Gail Ann Amundson, and on vocal and guitar, Roger Amundson, and on the bass, breaking out the bow this time around, is Jeffrey Amundson. So all brothers and sister here live on Live and Local, and they'll be playing for a bit on the shows tonight and tomorrow in Urbana for a couple different dances as part of the I Am the Monkey String Band and separately as well in between some of the tunes. 7 o'clock tonight at the Independent Media Center in Urbana. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Phillips Recreation Center.
Yes, sir.
I see a change happening
change
here.
Is happening.
Mom just took over the bass.
We're going to get back to fiddle tune.
We're coming back to I Am the Monkey.
Yes, sir. Do Barlow? Do a tune called Barlow Knife. We're gonna have Tea Claw Fiddle one.
I thought you did Barlow Knife.
We never got to it.
Well, I thought I heard a change from Turkey in the Straw
well,
earlier.
We went to Minor Turkey
wrong.
In the Straw. That was Buzzard
in the Straw.
That was Buzzard in the Hay or something.
Turkish in the.
So we didn't want to leave without actually playing Barlow Knife.
I did. I did. You announced it, and I back announced it, and there it wasn't.
But here it is.
Scarlett, Joe, and D-Claw are back.
They're back!
Thank you.
So that was actually Barlow the Knife from Eye of the Monkey.
Yes, sir.
Joe Overton on the banjo and T-Claw this time on the fiddle and a little bit of the vocal here on Live and Local. So where are your travels taking you coming up?
Let's see, coming up from here, we funny you should ask. We after Friday night's dance, we have to make the long haul of the trip, which is taking us back to South Carolina. So we drive to South Carolina for a Saturday night gig, all day driving, and
oh
then yeah, literally. And then from there, we do some stuff in North Carolina, around Winston-Salem area. We do some things around the Asheville and Black Mountain area, Boone, Columbia, South Carolina is where we're gonna end up.
Is it
Blacksburg,
is it,
Virginia? I think we wrap things up around Blacksburg and then Harrisonburg and Charlottesville, Virginia. So,
is it easier to find square dances and so on in the southeastern U.S. than in the Midwest? Or
not as easy as it should be.
Not like
that's what
that would have been. I would have been my assumption, but that's kind of why I'm asking.
Right? Yeah, I mean.
Square dancing has kind of taken a hit to the more popular contra dancing. It's kind of taken over as the main community dance form across the country. In pretty much every city, there's a regular contra dance, and the squares have kind of been
and what's
pushed
the difference?
Aside a little bit. You'll have to come out both nights to see. It's really hard to describe.
Because the square dancing is happening tonight. The contra dancing is tomorrow night.
Yeah, Friday night.
And there is a difference, though.
There's definitely a big difference.
The music, we even play the music different.
Music different. The dances are different. Contra dancing comes from, like, New England, and square dancing comes kind of from the South. But it's you'll have to come see to find out.
Well, I remember when we had the contra dancers on here before. I mean, they weren't dancing, obviously, but... I got an explanation for it, and I didn't understand it much at the time. Or at least I didn't remember it, as is now obvious. I may have understood it at the time. But in any event, yeah, tonight is contra dancing, or rather square dancing and Cajun dancing, which is a whole other story, at the Independent Media Center at 7. Tomorrow night is contra dancing at Phillips Rec Center in Urbana, 8 o'clock show. And in both places be the Eye of the Monkey String Band and Jubal's Kin. And I think we're going to go out with something in just a second here. Let me say that you are listening to 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. We certainly thank our listeners for your contributions. Also want to say thanks to Corkscrew Wine Emporium, who supports this show. 203 North Vine Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting features wines from the regions of France, like Burgundy, Bordeaux, and more, followed by live music from 7 to 9 by the Almost A Trio. Whispering abounds, I gather they're deciding the tune.
We got the tune.
We got the tune.
Do we just play all the way till one after?
You can play straight up to
one. All right, cool.
Well,
let's get going.
We start with a traditional Southern square dance tune and alter ourselves into contra dance mode, so you can hear the difference of what the two dances.
Let's see if I can figure it out, and
very
we'll report back.
Yes. We're gonna double fiddle for you too.
Yep.